Hey, what's going on, people? This is another episode of Duke of the Right. I think this is episode 8, not counting the last one, which was my off the cuff episode. That's gonna be a tongue twister. So this is episode 8. It's Monday, March 2nd, 2020. And boy, do I have shit to tell you. What a fucking eventful weekend. Pretty crazy. I got so much shit ready. I got my notes ready. Gonna be a nice, healthy episode. So first, we'll go through some current events that happened over the weekend. And mind you, I'm reading from my paper. I'm sorry if I sound like a fucking robot, but I wrote down some things that were worth me mentioning, you know, whether it's New York Post or the Daily News or one of those other stupid news outlets. One thing I wanted to mention was the Staten Island St. Patrick's Day Parade was Sunday, I think it was. And they made a big freaking stink about it because, so you have this fucking beauty, Staten Island beauty queen who, I'm sorry, I didn't think she was that pretty, but whatever. She came out as bisexual, which, I'm sorry, but I don't really think that's a thing. I think that's a thing that girls like to do, because guys don't do it. I mean, in my opinion, if a guy is truly bisexual, then maybe that's actually something going on in his head, but I don't know. Whatever. I'm not going to judge. It's just my opinion. No hate, people. But this beauty queen came out as bisexual because that's the cool thing to do nowadays for some fucked up reason. So apparently she was banned from the parade for coming out as bi, and she showed up anyway. Now, I get it if people are upset about that. I do. You know, I mean, it's supposed to be inclusive, blah, blah, blah. This 2020, you know, the whole thing that they lecture us on. You know, they lecture us on what we should believe. And if we don't believe in it, then we are below them and we are bad human beings. And we deserve to be outcasted and defamed and everything in between. But the way that I look at it is, it's a religious thing. If they don't believe in that, if they don't want you at the parade, that's, you know, that's their right. That's their right. Why do these people always have to infringe on that? I find that so fucking annoying, you know? I mean, if it was up to me, I would say, yeah, well, I don't care. Like, I don't care. I don't care, but at the same time, you know what? It's a Catholic parade. Listen, the Catholic Church has plenty of fucking problems. I'm a Roman Catholic. I know. But this is what their religion is about. This is what they believe in. They don't exclude you from going to church. This is the parade. And for you to go there and instead of marching about what it's actually about, you march, you know, showing everybody your fucking rainbow flag pinned on your shirt. Because that's what takes all the attention naturally. So that's probably one of the main reasons why they didn't want her there. And the other school and the school bands that were rocking these fucking rainbow flags. It's not about what you are. It's a celebration of St. Patrick. These fucking rainbow flags take up all the fucking attention. And that's not what it's about. If you're bi, see, if she would have just shut her fucking mouth, if she would have shut her fucking mouth, she would have been there. It would have been no problem. But you had to show up with the fucking pin, right? You had to show up. You had to let everybody know that you like dicks and pussies. That's so stupid to me. Like, why? Keep it to yourself. You don't see me going around telling everybody, hey, I'm hetero. That's stupid. So that's kind of like a really harsh explanation of, you know, my thoughts. I don't have any animosity towards gay people, bi people. Well, I don't care. I mean, like, if that's what you are, that's what you are. But you got to respect other people's religions. You know, you respect the Muslims, right? You respect the Muslims. They, if they ever saw a gay person walking in their fucking parade, they wouldn't ban you. They would just fucking kill you. They would find the building, bring you all the way up to the roof, and throw you off of it. And you all know that. But no, you got to attack the Catholic Church and a tradition that's been going on for fucking hundreds of years. You got to fucking stick your big nose into it, right? Leave them alone. That's their belief. Whether you feel like it's stupid and outdated, okay, fine. I understand what you're saying. I level with you. But leave them alone. And think about it. If you would have just shut your fucking mouth, it wouldn't have been a problem. You would have been there. And odds are, you're probably not really bisexual anyway. You just like the attention. Did I just say that out loud? Oops. Hey, you know what? I say what's on my mind. And like I said, I have no hate towards anybody. If I hate somebody, it's because of you personally, what you did, not who you are. I don't hate anybody because they're gay or bi or trans or whatever. And I don't hate anybody, period, for the most part. But if I don't like what you do or what you represent or you're, you know, like, then that's a problem. But if you are attracted to the same sex or both, that's fine. If you're a nice person, a genuine person, then I have no problem with you. But when it comes to the, when it gets to the point where you're trying to change everybody else's beliefs and forcing them to, and if you don't, you're going to try to ruin their lives. That's where I have a fucking problem, because you don't do that to the Muslims. You don't, you know, that's what fucking pisses me off. But, you know, whatever. And Staten Island is the only parade left in the city that still has that tradition. And you know what? I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with it. I do not have a problem with them not letting that in. Because it's their right. It's a free country. They're not oppressing anybody. That's just their beliefs. And you know what? We live in America, so you have to respect that. You have to respect that. Because like I said about 20 times already, you will never do that to the Muslims. Why? Because you pick and choose who you want to pander to. And you pick and choose who you want to harass. Because it's your fucking agenda. Because your agenda is fucked up. I'm dropping F-bombs too early in this. Here's another one. We're on the crime. We're on crime in New York City. This is what the topic is going to be right now. Man slashed 20-year-old man had to get 75 stitches on Wednesday in Times Square at almost 9 o'clock at night. You know, I should just dedicate an episode to the crime that went on that day. And I guarantee I'd fill up at least an hour. De Blasio is really just destroying the city. So, while we're on the crime topic, 5 black Uber passengers brutally beat up an Uber driver. The guy is clinging to life. This happened on the corner of 2nd Avenue and East 62nd Street in Manhattan. It was three men and 2 women. And they beat him up so badly, the doctors had to put him in a medically induced coma. I don't know why they did this. What the fuck is happening? five people and two girls, two females. What happened to sweet, dainty females with self-respect? What the fuck? Like, what is happening? So, and the reason why I'm talking about this, about the why I brought up those two things, because we got some crime statistics for you, for New York City, since that stupid bail reform came into play. You ready for this? So, crime is up 20% over the first 2 months compared to 2019. A 35% jump in robberies, which is at 2,499 compared to the 1,853 last year at this point. A 64% jump in Grand Theft Auto so far. And shootings are up 19% where at least one person is injured, which is a 30% jump. There's a 30% jump if there's more than one person injured or something like that. And a lot of people are blaming bail reform on this because there's no punishment. There's no punishment on committing a crime unless you fucking murder somebody. De Blasio is the biggest asshole. The worst mayor New York City has ever seen. Worse than David Dinkins. Worse than David fucking Dinkins. And I've said this in other shows. He idolizes Dinkins, which is just the most absurd. I mean, I could think of a million other people that I would rather idolize than him, you know. But whatever. The people of New York, unfortunately, you all deserve it. You vote these people in, you fucking deserve the crime to go up 200%. Because, like I've said a billion times, you don't vote on merit. You vote on him having a biracial family. You vote on things that don't fucking matter. Your skin color doesn't matter. Why don't you ask Dr. Martin Luther King? He would be rolling in his grave if he was alive. No, he's rolling in his grave right now, seeing what's going on in the black community, what you're doing to yourself, and how they are falling into the trap continuously since the 60s that the Democrats put on you. Destroying you from the inside out. Wake the fuck up. You're voting people in because they have a black wife and biracial kids. What if the guy was a fucking serial killer? You'd still fucking vote him in because he has a D next to his name and because he's half, his family is fucking black. That shit doesn't matter. It will not make you a better mayor. It won't make you a better president. It won't make you a better anything. You know what makes you good at something? Your merit, your willingness to fix things. Your desire, your drive, your competence level. And his is fucking as low as anything. A fucking third grader could run New York City better than him. So this is why I don't feel bad for the people. And you know what? I especially don't feel bad for the Republicans of the city that didn't vote. Because you're just as bad. New York City in the early 90s, they had enough. They had enough of living in fear of their once beautiful city being destroyed. And they stepped up to the plate and they went a different approach. They voted Republican because clearly the Democrats weren't doing the right thing. They were destroying the city limb from fucking limb. And they fixed it. And now it's back to shit. Once you get a fucking lefty in there. So stupid. So stupid. Anyway, you got the plastic bag ban in the city. plastic bag ban. What the fuck? Like, all the shit that's going on now, you're worrying about the plastic bags. My blood pressure is through the roof right now, and we are 15 minutes into it. This is going to be a long episode. No, it's not going to be that long. I got to talk about some more positive things here. Oh, well, the stock market. So, as you guys know, last week, the stock market fucking dropped off, I think, over 3,000 points last week. Drops that were, you know, as big as 2008. You know, and they were contributing that to, one, the coronavirus, because nobody knew what the hell was going on. It was spreading all this shit. And two, because the threat of Bernie Sanders possibly becoming the nominee for the Democratic Party, which is a threat to business, which is a threat to the economy, a major threat. And that's why this country better take this election seriously. Get out there and vote Trump. If Bernie gets the nomination, Democrats, true Democrats that don't like socialism, you should probably get fucking Trump in. Because there will be no Democrat Republican if Bernie takes over. The country's going to turn into a socialist communist nightmare. It's going to be fun. But today, the Dow bounced right back, which is great, because I mean, it was a correction, barely a correction. I mean, it needed to happen. The economy is way too good for us, for the country to be in a recession or a turn into a fucking bear market. You know, it's just not happening. Trump has this economy raging, and the fact that it bounced back, what was it, fucking 1,800 points today alone, 1,300 points. I mean, that's pretty good. Yeah, 1,300 points. So today it closed at 26,703. I think Friday it closed at like 24. Let's check. Hold on. Let's see what it closed at on Friday. So today it closed at 26,703. And Friday, Friday, it closed at 24,898. That's fucking pretty great. I mean, that's a big jump right there. It's one of the biggest jumps in history. Which is, I mean, it just, I'll make it quick. It just shows how strong Trump's economy really is. The fact that he can bounce back like that after a historic fucking drop-off, man. A historic sell-off. But that's Trump, baby. So those are the few current events that I picked out for over the weekend and today. And in a few minutes, I'm going to have a special little thing I finally figured out. And hopefully this works. I figured out how to have some audio clips on here. So I'm pretty excited about that. And I'm really hoping it works. I think I got it down. So we'll see how that works. Should be interesting. All right, so here we go. So I was on YouTube last. No, I'm sorry. I was on Instagram last night. And I'm not sure which Instagram it was on, but someone posted a video of Don Lemon's show. And he was with, I think it was like three or four other guests. I know one of the guests was Keith Boykin, a black gentleman. And they were talking about, well, one of the clips I was watching was about the Black History Month event at the White House with President Trump. It was a big thing. A lot of black conservatives were there. And they, one of the main clips was they were sitting at one of the round tables. And the ex-NFL player, Jake Brewer, basically said, and I'm paraphrasing, "I'm sorry to interrupt you, but man, you're the first black president." And everybody cheered. And they loved it. Now, Don Lemon and the stupid guests on the show thought it was disgusting. And they had a lot of things to say about it. And this is where these the famous clips that I'm talking about are going to come into play. Now, let's see if they work. So you might have to give me a minute here. Okay, so I figured it out. Now, the first clip that I have is, I'm not sure if it's Keith Boykin or one of the other guests, but just listen to what he had to say about Ben Carson.
African-American community is Ben Carson, who compared Obamacare to slavery. Right. I mean, this is Trump's version of reaching out to black folks. I mean, and, you know, anybody who will go on a national stage and say he's great, especially if you're a black person, to kind of, you know, tone down his racism, you're suddenly a great success in his eyes. I mean, over and over, we see beyond rhetoric. It's rhetoric. It's policy. It's everything.
So this clown is basically not only putting down Ben Carson, the guy who is literally a brain surgeon, a neurosurgeon, saved hundreds of babies' lives, and putting him down. And by the way, I don't even know if Ben Carson actually said that about Obamacare, but so what? He's really not wrong. Obamacare was a disaster. I even was a victim of the fucking Obamacare bullshit. Where I didn't have insurance at the time, and I was hit. My tax return went was in and out of my hands in a matter of minutes. Thousands of dollars gone. For what? The penalty was for me not having insurance. So because I didn't have insurance, I got penalized over $1,000. You know, this is something. You know, this is something a little fucked up about that. Now, listen to the next thing that he says, and you're going to laugh.
I mean, are they clowns or are they animated?
Oh, no, they are
is
clowns.
Is it fair to call them clowns?
I'll say it's an insult
to clowns.
Right. Okay. Tag me if you want. But let me literally, they are performing. They were trending today on social media. But this is his version of outreach. This is his version or opening up 15 community centers so folks can come in and learn about his agenda. Where's his policy on education?
You mean the woke?
Yeah, woke black voices.
Nobody says woke.
Isn't that fascinating? Donald, the reason why Jack Brewer called Trump the first black president is because he's the first one to actually give a fuck about the black community, who's actually trying instead of just talking about it and not doing anything. He's criticizing the 15 opportunity centers that he put in the black neighborhoods. How many did Barack Obama put? How many did Bush put? How many did Clinton put? None. Trump is the only president that actually is trying to fix this fucking black community. And then this asshole, this low-life asshole, has the balls to criticize the black people who are with the president for not thinking the way that the liberals want them to think. So he doesn't like them. This guy, what's his name? Keith Boykin doesn't like these black Trump supporters because why? They're thinking their own way. If anything, you should praise them for not conforming and not obeying the slave driving Democrats' requests and their demands to vote Democrat, to only like Democrats, to hate Trump, to think that Trump is a racist. That was so appalling. Called them clowns. Please. It's just absolutely disgusting. Like, Trump is actually making an attempt. He's making an attempt in the black community that no president has done before. And that's why Jack Brewer said that. And that's why a lot of these black people, way more black people than any other, you know, Republican president had, like, that didn't make sense, but there are so many black Trump supporters in America now. We just don't even know it yet. And we will find out during election, on election day. And I think it just might destroy the Democratic Party if Bernie Sanders doesn't do it. Because we all know that the Democratic Party thrives off of the black vote. Now, of course, they're still going to get the majority. They're still going to get more than Republicans, but there's a big movement going on in the black conservative movement. It's huge. It's absolutely gigantic. That has never been done before. Because Trump is personally making an effort to just to show that he does care. Trump does care about the black communities. He cares about all the communities because he's the president of the whole country, which means he's not only the president of the white neighborhoods, he's not only the president of the neighborhoods with low crime, he's also the president of the hood. And the whole country, he represents the whole country, and he's a businessman, and he does not want a stain on his record, if that makes sense. It's a little harsh way to say it, but it's the truth. He wants to make the whole country great. You think he likes to see these fucking terrible neighborhoods turn to shit or continue to be shit? No. Like, it just blows my mind. They hate him so much, these people, that they're literally saying, yeah, he sucks with all his, you know, caring about the blacks and doing whatever he can. He's such a racist. He should just let them be, let them kill themselves. Opportunity centers. Like I said, I don't know any other president that did anything like that. And I don't know any Republican president that got any kind of support. So for a president that has been called racist probably 2 billion times in the last 3 years, he has a shockingly high amount of black supporters. Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny? You would think that the president that's been labeled racist the most would get the least amount of blacks, but it's the complete opposite. He's been called racist countless amount of times, yet has a black movement behind him that is unmatched compared to any other Republican in the last fucking 60, 70 years. Think about that. So obviously what Trump did was ask black people to just think outside of what they are supposed to think, according to Democrats. That's what he's doing. And when he said, what do you have to lose? I thought that was so well put, because they really don't. Their neighborhoods are shit, and it's sad. the Democrats obviously did not help them one bit. They enabled them to just be more lazy and to commit more crime with less punishment and no incentive to work. Well, Trump is changing that. He said, listen, you should want to get off of welfare, and we're going to give you an incentive to get off of it. Opportunity centers, giving black people an opportunity to become successful. Because at the end of the day, he's one of the most successful businessmen in the world. So he knows what it takes to be successful, to run a business, to manage a business. Democrats have not helped black people, period. Trump is the one that's actually helping them. That was a beautiful thing that went on in the White House a few nights ago. That was fucking beautiful. And the fact that Don Lemon and his clowns, because they're the real fucking clowns, they are so bitter and so jealous to see Trump, the man that they call racist, getting so much black support. They are cringing. And it is an absolutely beautiful thing to see.
Seen this kind of outreach from a Republican candidate before, opening up storefronts in black communities, what we've seen in terms of the paid media, being up on black radio, being in black newspapers already, right? The digital programs the digital outreach that we've seen. There is something that I think it should be red flags for Democrats, because right now Trump is the only presidential candidate who is engaging black voters with a general election message.
Isn't that pandering?
See, now this woman is telling the truth, and she is, whether she's happy about it or not, I don't know. But even she is saying that he's the only one that's actually doing the outreaching like that. That's a big thing. I mean, I said it a million times. But they really blow my fucking mind. What'd she say? Opening storefronts? The outreach programs? Giving them a chance. Showing that he gives a shit. And then, I think it was Don Lemon, as Tucker calls him, Don Lemon, or as John Ward on YouTube says, worst journalist of the year, Don Lemon, worst journalist of the year. He says, isn't that pandering? Are you fucking kidding me? The party you belong to, all they do is pander. That is their number one game. Their number one game is pandering to minorities, pandering to women, finding other little subculture groups to pander for. The trend that they were on last year was illegal immigrants, illegal aliens. They pandered to them, saying that they're going to give them the right to vote. In exchange, you're going to get driver's licenses. You're going to get fucking welfare, free health care. Like, that's pandering because, and I mean, it all makes sense. This is a little off topic, but they pander so much that they're willing to give people who illegally come into the country the right to vote. But they only did that is to get more votes. So by giving them the right to vote would give them an upper hand, because they're giving them free health care, they're giving them welfare, free college, driver's licenses. So in exchange, these liberals, these leftists, they say, tell the illegal aliens, hey, listen, we're giving you the free health care, we're giving you the free college, we're giving you driver's licenses, welfare. That was us, the Democrats. And if you don't vote Republican, the Republicans will get in and they'll take all that away from you. So you won't be able to feed your family. And that's how it goes. That's how they got the black people. That's how they got all the minorities. It's all a lie. And if you look at history, time and time again, they continuously fail to give them everything that they promised. They promised to give, you know, to get black people out of poverty. They failed miserably. The only one doing that is Donald Trump. So you would think that these people would have an awakening, but here's the bottom line. These leftists, they do not want black people to do good right now. They want black people to be in terrible shape to make the president look bad. That's how disgustingly repulsive these subhumans are. They actually want black people to be in bad condition. They want the black community to get worse under Trump so it could make the case for, you know, him being a racist or him not helping the black community. But they're failing because Trump is lifting them out of poverty. Trump is giving them incentives to work. Get off their fucking ass. I mean, how could Don Lemon talk about pandering when fucking Bernie Sanders literally says we're going to give black people the opportunity to sell pot legally? Like, he's assuming that all black people smoke. Like, that is the definition of pander. That's textbook fucking pandering right there. That's like stereotype pandering. That's a whole different fucking level. God. These people are cringy. And Don Lemon, the fucking, not even a man, the half a man, says that he doesn't belong to any political party, that he's neutral. Yeah, neutral my ass.
He's been president for almost 4 years now, and he's never made a single visit to a black community to attend a black event. How the hell do you say you're making a serious effort to reach black people when you haven't even gone to a black community? For God's sake, he hasn't even gone to the black community in Washington, D.C. He hasn't gone to the black community in New York, in Harlem, or in Brooklyn, where he's where he lived. He has not made any serious effort to reach black people.
And to this clip, first of all, I honestly don't know if that's true. Number two, with all the hate that these leftist black and white people spew, it's a danger. It's a hazard for Trump to go into these black communities. Because all you hear you hear these pussy, these low-life rappers saying, fuck Donald Trump, kill Donald Trump. You have Snoop Dogg make that video mocking the killing of Donald Trump. If Donald Trump went to the hood, there would be a risk of him getting hurt. And you know what? The black conservatives, they know that, and they're disgusted by that. So instead, they go to him. Like, you could tell by these arguments that they're running out of options. They're running out of things to say. So they're cherry picking all these bullshit fucking points that are completely irrelevant to try desperately to make him look bad, to make him look racist. But all these fucking panelists, these idiots on Don Lemon's shit show, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. And they desperately hate Donald Trump. They don't want black people to do well under him. They want to keep black people down, just like what the Democrats want to do. And they're putting it on full display. And I would be absolutely embarrassed if I was Don Lemon right now, looking back at this, after looking at the amazing stats of the black community of what's been happening in the last 4 years. The lowest unemployment rate in history in the black community, along with the Hispanic community. Women. I mean, come on. Now, this is my favorite clip out of the six or seven clips that I got from this piece of shit, from this show. So listen closely to this, and you'll understand why.
The idea that anybody would sit in a room with Donald Trump and call him the first black president after we had Barack Obama as the president of the United States shows just what kind of Uncle Toms were sitting in that room in the first place. That's ridiculous. It's an outrage that anybody would sit in that room and say something like that. It's a shocking, appalling, disgusting thing he said.
Could you believe what just came out of this fucking idiot's mouth? Keith Boykin called those smart, educated, self-respecting black Trump supporters Uncle Toms. First of all, to this illiterate fucking waste of life, clearly he never read the book. Because Uncle Tom, in the fictional book, because that's a fictional character, was actually the hero of the fucking book, you stupid bastard. So you're complimenting them. But we know that it was meant in a derogatory statement. Uncle Tom was a slave that helped free other slaves by, like, I think it was becoming friendly with the slave owners or something like that. Don't quote me on that. But he was a fucking, the hero of the story. But Democrats don't like that. Because the Democrats were the ones that owned the slaves. Yeah. You see how stupid? I thought that was pathetic. I mean, you're going to call these people who freely think and, you know, excused themselves from the Democratic plantation and fought for themselves and realized that they've been manipulated and lied to and deceived, and just bullshitted for so long. And you call them Uncle Toms. You call them a derogatory name because they don't have the same views as you. Like, this guy, Keith Boykin, is the reason why black people are struggling still. He is what's holding them back. His type of black person, that type of black person, is holding the black community back. With this fucking artificial chip on their shoulder that he embraces, that he gets them riled up. Like, you know that the black community is doing better because of Trump. You see, all these black Trump supporters, they're well-dressed, they're well-mannered, they're normal, just like everybody else. Because, and the reason why I say that, and it's not because that's not the way they usually behave, but it's because the, you know, black people like Keith Boykin, they think that black people who dress neat and talk properly are trying to be white. They're coons. That's why I said that. Which is like, is that another like compliment? I don't understand that. Like, that doesn't make any sense. I've heard so many black people say, oh, you're trying to be white. You're trying to be white because you're all dressed nice and you're clean cut. You're holding black people back. You are not a value. You have no value in the black community. You're hurting the blacks. What a fucking terrible thing to say. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. What is wrong with these fucking people? That whole panel, that whole show, is full of fake propaganda to make Trump look like a racist while he's doing things that are helping the black community more than any other president. And they can't take it. They can't take it. They called them clowns. They called them Uncle Toms, coons. It's sad. It's sad. Because you have young black kids that are watching Don Lemon's show and soaking that bullshit information up in their brains, and all they're doing is just creating the same black person that hates Trump because he's Trump, that hates white people, that thinks that Trump is racist, that all the black people that are Republican, that are Trump supporters, are coons and Uncle Toms and race traitors. That's another thing that they call them. They're traitors to their race. Well, you know what? If that's the way you look at it, if being a traitor to your race means thinking outside of what you're told to think about, then you should all trade your race. You should all get away from that culture. It's not helping. Has it helped in the last 60 years? What has it done? It's got you nowhere. You keep struggling. You keep staying at the bottom. Maybe something has to change. Don't you understand that fucking concept? Nobody's holding you back anymore. You're just as free as everybody else in this country. The only thing that's holding you back is yourselves and the Democratic Party. Get off of the Democratic plantation and think for yourself. Stop listening to these demagogue, these bullshit race-baiting, race-hustling pieces of shit like Farrakhan, like Al Sharpton. If any black people listen to Al Sharpton with any, like, and taking anything what he says seriously, you really got to reevaluate who you listen to, what you listen to, and why you listen to it, and why you soak it in. If you ever just sit down for fucking 30 seconds and listen to what Al Sharpton says and really think about what he's saying and how actually stupid the man is, maybe that will click in your heads. But for now, if you keep thinking the way you're thinking, then you're never going to get anywhere. Because at the end of the day, in this world, it's every man for himself. If you want to get out of the hood, if you want to get out of the projects, if you want to get out of poverty, bring your family, your mom, your dad, your brothers, your sister, your cousins out of poverty, you got to do it. You can't rely on the government. The government will never, ever, ever make you rich, will never, ever, ever make you self-dependent, will never make you dependent. They might give you enough to make sure you don't die of starvation, but they'll never give you enough to where you can take off on your own. Because they want you, the government wants you to depend on them. Because by you depending on them, it gives them power over you. It's a very easy concept, and it's the truth. They have black people by the balls. The Democrats and the government have black people by the balls because they're the ones that are paying their rent. They're the ones that are paying for their food and their kids. And when the government is responsible and is the one that's paying for all that stuff, they could do whatever they want. Because without them, without the government, you have nothing. So you're going to just turn a blind eye to whatever they're doing. As long as they keep paying your shit, you're never going to fucking question what they do. And they know that. And they take advantage of that 1,000%. But here's the thing. More and more black people are realizing what's going on. Realizing they're being used, abused, taken advantage of. And that's why they're looking at Trump. That's why they are turning to Donald Trump, listening to him, and their minds are opening at a rapid pace. A rapid pace. And it's a beautiful thing to see. Because any true American wants to see everybody in America have good opportunity and be successful. The only people that want to see black people stay down is the Democratic Party, because the Democratic Party is obsessed with power. It's in their nature for some fucking reason. They need power. They're power hungry, and they will do anything to get it. And a lot of the times, unfortunately, that means keeping the black man down. All Trump does is ask you to open your mind and to hear him out. Because here's the thing. He promised something, but he backed it up. He brought unemployment down lowest in history for black people. So all those broken promises that the Democrats made blacks, over the years, which has to be thousands, you don't call them racist. But the guy who's actually showing you results, positive results, time after time, in so many different examples, so many different departments, you call him a racist. How does that make sense? That just shows that the black people, they mimic what they hear on TV. They mimic of what the black people say and what black people tell them to think. And a perfect example is these four bozos on Don Lemon's show. And they're doing a great disservice to America and especially black people.
To Joe Biden, we've got to talk about the Uncle Tom moment. Keith, we've got to talk about that. I don't like that term. I hate it when it's said on this show. I've been called that term, and I don't like it by both whites and blacks. And anyway, I just think it's a derogatory term, and I don't like. I know that you stand by it, I guess. But anyway, I just think it's an unfair term to call people. I don't know who that person is, but anyways.
Anybody who sits in the room with Donald Trump, the president of the United States, and calls him the first black president, and then everybody else in the room sits there and does nothing about it?
Okay.
Call it what you want.
All right.
And now Don Lemon doesn't like that term. Keith, we have to talk about that Uncle Tom word that you said. I've been called by it by whites and blacks. I don't like that term. You basically do it every day. You basically call these black Republicans, these black Trump supporters, Uncle Toms every day by the shit that you spew out of your pie hole. He wants to pretend all holier than thou. Well, he's the one that has a sexual assault lawsuit on his hands against him. Right? Mr. Holier than thou, Mr. I'm more graceful than you. He's doing all these people on this show are doing a great disservice to Americans and to black Americans 1000%. And it's really a shame. It's a fucking shame. Because there's a ton of black people that are still listening to this show, still watching that show, and soaking that all in. And that's their opinion now. And now they're going to mimic that. They're going to parrot that back to other black people. And it's just going to keep going down the line with no facts to back it up, with terrible points that are irrelevant and lies. And it's a shame. It's a shame. But like I said earlier, the black conservative movement is gaining so much traction on Instagram. They have a black conservative page, the main one. And I don't remember the exact number, but it was in the tens of thousands of people, of black people that are part of that group. Now, that was also probably 5 months ago, 6 months ago. I'm curious. I'm going to check right now, actually. Let's see. Black conservative movement. Is this it? Look at this. 105,000 followers on the non-verified but legit page on Instagram. I don't know. That's a lot of people. That's a pretty big movement right there, just on Instagram. And that's just one of them. There's another one. 7,000 almost. It's a movement, and it's really making a big impact. And it's important for black people to just, that's why I said that Kanye West, you know, his movement is good, whether he's being legit or not. There are people that are actually listening. What he said made sense. He's not telling anybody to vote for Trump. He's not telling anybody who to vote for, how to vote. He's just telling them to think for yourselves. Don't fall in line with what the Democrats want you to think. That's deadly. And that's slavery. That is slavery. What the Democrats are doing to black people and what they have been doing is slavery by scare tactics. It's crazy. But things are changing. Things are changing, and by the time 2020 rolls around, by the election, the truth will be exposed, it'll come out, and you'll see how many black Trump supporters there really are in America. And it's going to be interesting. So, just about at the hour mark, I'm going to close the show up for tonight. Next show probably will be either tomorrow or Wednesday. I'm going to talk about the debate that just passed, and also going to do a run through of all the candidates, the Democratic candidates that came and went in the last year. Do a rundown on all those schmucks. So that's the show. Sorry to cut a little short. I've got things to do. But I encourage you guys to go on YouTube and watch that whole segment of Don Lemon. Just really soak in the stupidity. All right. And that's it. Have a good night. And I'll see you either tomorrow or Wednesday. Oh, and I almost forgot. Tomorrow is...
No.
Tomorrow is Super Tuesday. So that means there's going to be a lot of new news coming up about either Biden, Bloomberg, Bernie, Warren. So I'll recap that on the next episode, whether it's tomorrow night or Wednesday. Make sure you watch it. Bye.